better never rest.
What is up, everybody? It's the Georgia Show. I'm Jake Rowe. He's Rusty Mansell. We're from Dogs HQ Sunday morning. If you're getting, listen, if you're putting on your Sunday best or we could be watching this on the way to church or whatever, I don't care what you're doing. We got a lot to talk about in a real short amount of time here, Rusty, because chaos. Just rains down on college football on Saturday. And you start the day and you're thinking, man, Ole Miss loses. Georgia gets to jump a spot. They're going to get to host a playoff game. And before we lay our heads down, they're headed to Atlanta to the SEC championship game, the first team to clinch a spot in the SEC championship. It's unbelievable.
I don't care who you are. Nobody was sitting around going yesterday, going, all right, this happens right here and this happens and this happens. Man, we're in the SEC championship. And it's still all kind of like, what? It's that scene in, was it Chris Tucker in Rush Hour? And he's like, who just kicked me? Like, what happened? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, which one of y'all kicked me? Like, what the hell happened yesterday? You know, the Ole Miss loss kind of early. You know, that kind of should have been the sign of what's going on. And what a wild day, man, just all over the place. And now, you know, we're on our text thread last night. We're not even sure Georgia's in. Thank goodness the SEC was on top of it and announced it late last night, because it would have been a lot of ifs and buts. We felt good once we put our sources together, once we put our notes together. It was Georgia. Basically, what I was told, Jake, and I don't know the rabbit hole to go down this, but once Alabama lost, 99.9% Georgia was in. The only thing that could have held them out would have been an Ole Miss loss to Mississippi State, and that would have affected the winning percentage of opponents, which would have been crazy. But it still would have been really razor close there. So Georgia was 99.9% in once Alabama lost.
I tell you what,
I did not know that. I'm just telling you, I had to get that from some really good sources last night.
Yeah, there was a scenario in place there when Alabama lost, where, you know, Texas would have won, there would have been kind of a situation where that could have played out. But then, I don't know, man, the way it all went down, and I think the thing we learned yesterday, maybe more than anything, is that it is hard. What Georgia did at Texas is almost impossible right now in the SEC. I mean, Alabama's gone to Vanderbilt and Oklahoma and lost. Ole Miss has gone to Florida, and I guess they lost one of their others at home. They lost it to LSU in Baton Rouge. Winning on the road in this league is extremely tough, and Kirby's been telling it to us all along, and sometimes you don't know what to really sink your teeth into about what Kirby says and whatnot, but he has been spot on with that one. And all the chaos has pushed Georgia to Atlanta, where we've got conflicting feelings here, Rusty, because everybody kind of was resigned to the fact that, all right, we're going to miss the league title game, but that's cool. We'll rest that week. We'll have that week off, and then we'll have the next week off. And whether you host or not, you know for a fact you're going to get two bye weeks before you have to prepare for a game or before a game week starts. And now you're in a position where you may win on December the 7th and then not play again until January 1st, or you may be back at it 13, 14 days later.
Let me not rain on the parade a little bit here, and let me just give it to you real. It's an honor to go to Atlanta, and that hasn't ever changed. Georgia needs to win this game in the worst way, because the chances of Georgia losing the SEC championship game and going through 17 games to win this thing, not happening to me. They're just banged up. They desperately need to win that and get that bye, which would be great. I mean, any way you get that 10 days from what I was told, I guess they were going to get like 5-6 complete days of off, like the players off, not in the building, like off. Now they're going to go right back. They're not going home for Thanksgiving. They're coming right back and playing SEC championship. And I have zero doubt that they'll be excited about that and they'll be ready to play. But they need to win that game, man. Whoever they play in that building, they need to win that game.
There's no question. They definitely need to win that game.
Like last year. It's you need to win this thing. Now you're not out this time.
I think you're not out. I think it's a little different. What do you like? It's my opinion, Rusty. There's no chance. There's no chance Georgia loses that game and gets left out of the college football playoff.
No,
you feel the same way about that?
Yeah, because Greg Sankey's been openly saying that you got to protect that game, because if Georgia goes there and gets knocked out after what happened to Georgia last year, and they should have been in the playoff last year with one loss to Alabama, 3-point loss in the SEC championship, and they got knocked out. That's another whole story. You go through the schedule that Georgia went through, and then all this stuff happens, and then you have to play in that game. Not have to. You earned your right. When you earned your right to play in that game, well, I might as well say that all week. They earned the right to be there. Everything, all the games had to be played. End of the day, Georgia's one of the two teams that qualified. So when you get there, and if you were to lose that game, there's no way, in my opinion, Greg Sankey lets that happen. Because if that happens, you talking about SEC coaches in the media going, we don't want to play there. There's too much to lose. So, yeah, I agree with you. Georgia's going to be in the playoffs. Now, they can position themselves really good. My phone blew up this morning. I guess Nicole Auerbach, a young lady that covers football for NBC, and somebody else put out projected brackets and playoff brackets. This is just projections. But interesting enough, both of them had Georgia losing in the SEC championship game, and both of them had Georgia hosting Tennessee in a rematch, which, you know, that's got to excite you to have that, have that team come back into Athens and get a chance to play them a second time. And man, you know, to beat Tennessee twice in one season would be, I don't know, I guess that's never happened. So that would be, that's the playoff deal. You know, the playoffs, you kind of want to have a little mixed bag, play some teams you haven't played. But again, you know, you could be sitting there. And then, by the way, the winner of that gets Oregon in the Rose Bowl. So you look at the pass, and then the other side of that, if Georgia wins, they were going to get the, I think, Indiana, the winner of Indiana and someone else. So it was a lot different path than 8-9. So I'll just say this, Georgia's there and win this thing, be SEC champions, have those kids get another ring, get the confetti, get the stage celebration. Most importantly, you get time off, and they need it.
Yeah. Yeah, 24 days, 25 days, somewhere in there between the SEC championship game and what would be
the quarterfinals.
Correct
me if I'm wrong, because you'll know this. Correct me if I'm wrong. Georgia wins this game, they're going to play in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, okay. The bowl tie-ins are there. Yeah, they'll play in the Sugar Bowl. It's if you're a fan out there and you're still talking yourself into Georgia losing and you know, getting knocked out of this thing, understand that even last year, Georgia just got locked behind five conference champions is what mm-hmm. happened last year. They got locked out under five behind, you know, and when they fell, when they lost to Alabama in that game and they fell, nobody mm-hmm. that sat at home on conference championship weekend that year jumped ahead of Georgia. Georgia fell right behind all the five conference champions, and that was it. Georgia's not going to fall. I would be surprised if they fall a spot by losing in the – unless they just go out there and they get obliterated. But I'll be mm-hmm. honest with you, Rusty, I like either matchup. I still like Georgia's matchup. It's tough to beat a team twice. But I like the matchup against Georgia, especially if you can go get Carson Beck to play well at a neutral mm-hmm. site. I like that matchup. And then with Texas A&M, you know, there's a lot of talk about their defense. Texas is better defensively in every single category. Georgia's played better defenses this year. Texas A&M doesn't throw the ball very well. I like both matchups. I like both matchups better than I like Alabama or Ole Miss, I'll tell you that.
Hey, listen, I 100% agree. And I don't care what Alabama, and that's another whole subject, what happened to that team. I don't even have the answers to what I watched last night. But I know what I watched, Jalen Milroe against Georgia, and I've seen it. And I've seen it multiple times. So I would much rather play Texas or Texas A&M. I just sitting here this morning, Jake, I like Texas A&M to win that game. I think it's College Station.
Play on the road, man. Who's won? Georgia beat Texas, and that's been about it, man. That has been, I mean, I can't think of any other big road wins.
South Carolina, and it's not a huge win, but the way they did it, South Carolina went to Oklahoma a couple weeks ago, won 35-9.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a good one.
I mean, not 31-30. They went to Oklahoma and won 35-9. And they just, it's just, it really, I'm just telling you, Texas, not sold completely yet on them. And then you look at Texas A&M. Man, they listen to this. If we're doing a Texas A&M thing this morning, Texas A&M is going to be the SEC champion, or they're going to play in the Music City Bowl. Like, they're going to be 8-4. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be 8-4, dude. Oh, my God.
You knew this was going to happen. You knew this was going to happen. You just knew it was going to happen.
Whew. Wow.
But listen, Georgia's headed to Atlanta. We're going to have that covered. Rusty and Roos will be with you later on this evening to talk about the game and everything like that. But we had to get on here. We had to discuss these scenarios. We had to knock this out and say what we had to say about it. And listen, Georgia's got a chance to advance directly to the Sugar Bowl and go all the way to January 1st. If it doesn't, it's got to beat Tech first. You beat Tech, you're in the playoff. And then it's either ideal path in the playoff or the worst possible path in the playoff. Either way, you've got a crack at it, and it's going to be tough. But we'll have it covered for you over at Dogs HQ. Guys, recruiting, portal, about to catch fire. If you're not a member, that's where you need to be.
Shout out to they sent me the Tervis. Shout out to Tervis, sent me that. Thank you. You'll get and shout out to Augusta Pro Shop there for you. But listen, we're not sitting here as two guys that cover Georgia and not underestimating Georgia Tech. That's not what we're talking. We're talking about SEC stuff, and this game Friday is front and center. And I guarantee you, when you guys get Kirby this week, Jake, he ain't gonna have any ounce of talking about that SEC championship game. It's going to be about Georgia Tech. And I can tell you this from knowing a few people in that building, Kirby Smart wants to be at Georgia Tech. He is a true Georgia alumni. Let me just tell you that. Georgia Tech will have his full focus this week.
Clean old fashioned hate. And listen, we're going to be focused on it too after this show. We're not going to be all over this SEC championship game from here on out. It's all about Georgia Tech. We're locked into. Yep. All right, folks, y'all take it easy. Have a great Sunday. We'll be back with you later on tonight and all throughout the week.